Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And, man, do we got a special show for you here tonight. I don't believe in psychics. Sorry, Jerome. But I do believe in one man in the world. If there is one man in the world that can tell you about your future or your past, it is the man sitting on my left. His name is Jerome Bernard. Jerome, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Tim. I thought you were going to say Kreskin.
No, not at all. But this is so great because Jerome Bernard comes in once, maybe twice a year. I don't think we've seen you since June of last year.
That's right.
And he has the greatest predictions ever. He doesn't charge for his services. He doesn't have a website. He has a small home in where? Vermont? Where do you live? Back east?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. All right. And he has a beautiful home back in Massachusetts.
But small.
And he comes out here with his big white fur hat on, his fur jacket.
I do not have a fur hat on. I've gone a little gray.
And again, don't ask him what his website is. He doesn't have one. Don't ask him how to contact him. He doesn't have a contact. He doesn't do this for a living. That's why I believe in him. He is not a psychic for hire. Nobody can hire this man because he doesn't do it for a living. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm retired.
You're retired. All right. And he will be able to tell your past, something about your past, something about the present, certainly something about your future, man. This guy is the bomb. You know that term? Kids use that.
The bomb.
The bomb.
I am
like
the
that?
Bomb.
You like that? The bomb.
I am.
All right, and if you have a question for Jerome Bernard, again, the world's greatest psychic. I don't believe in him. I think they're all full of crap. Sorry, Jerome. But I do believe that Jerome here is on to something and has something to offer. He has, like, would you call it a sixth sense? A
yes.
Seventh sense?
It's a gift.
A gift. All right. How long have you had it? You had it your whole life?
My whole life.
Even as a child, you know?
Well, as soon as I can remember having anything, I remember having it.
Okay. All right. Now, what's happened with your personal life? You married? You got kids?
My wife died several years ago, as I've told you before.
I keep forgetting. I apologize.
I do not.
Jesus Christ.
I apologize. Yeah. And any kids?
No, I do not.
So this gift is not going to be passed along to anybody?
My dog is a little bit psychic.
Your dog is a little psychic?
She knows when snacks are coming.
Okay. All right. Here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jerome Bernard is with us. Now, June of last year, June of 08, we had Jerome on. I think it was like the 24th
end of
or
June,
end of June.
Yes.
And you made some predictions for the rest of 08.
As you force me to every time I hear.
Yes. And let's listen to him. We found him on an old tape of ours. And let's listen to Jerome Bernard's predictions for the rest of 08. See how accurate we were. Here we go. Hey, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 Free FM. And what we'd like to do with Jerome Bernard before he gets out of here and takes a plane back east and never talks to us again for another 6 months, we'd like to get your predictions of what's going to happen throughout the rest of 08.
I know you like that.
Yes, and I'd like to start with the election. What's the big news of the election? What are the running mates and who's going to win?
Are you sure you want to hear this, Tim?
Yes.
It's going to be Barack Obama.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
What, a landslide?
Well, a slide.
A slide, okay. All right, and who is going to be running with John McCain?
A woman.
A woman?
A woman you never heard of from an unlikely state.
Wow, is that correct?
Yeah, she's pretty.
And what does she do? Is she a senator? Is she a congressman? Or?
Well, you want to know?
I want to know.
She's a governor.
A governor of a state.
An unlikely
a woman.
State,
get
yes.
out of here.
Swear to God.
All right, so last minute predictions for 08 when it comes to celebrities. Who's moving on?
Well, the big one's Paul Newman.
Oh, no. Well, he's rather sick, though, right?
Well, he's not been well.
Is it going to happen soon or just before January?
It'll happen before January, but not too soon. He's got a little while to go.
Oh, that's terrible. I love that guy.
One of our golden girls is going. Want to guess?
No. Really?
The youngest one is Estelle Getty.
Oh, the one that looks the oldest.
Yes, but she's the youngest.
Oh.
Interesting.
I love that woman.
Sonny Von Bülow finally says goodbye.
I don't know who that is.
She was, murdered by her husband, Klaus von Bülow, allegedly.
Oh.
And she's been in a coma for several years.
Wow. All right. No big news there, then.
No big news. Bozo, Larry Harmon.
Oh, no. Bozo's gone
Larry
down.
Harmon. Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, is that right?
Do you like Eartha Kitt?
Are they going to have Corinthian leather inside his casket?
Tim.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. Do you like Eartha Kitt?
Eartha Kitt, I don't know who that is.
Santa Baby, the black woman who's been on stage for the last 1,000 years?
I don't know who that is.
What about, do you like Van Johnson?
I don't know who Van Johnson is either. Are these all Broadway actors?
No, these are big movie stars. What about Isaac Hayes?
I know Isaac Hayes.
Send him a card.
It's over.
It's over.
Ah, oh, that's terrible.
Jerry Reed, When You're Hot, You're Hot. You probably know him.
Right. Done?
Done.
Oh, man.
Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops.
Oh, well.
And so dress any way you like, because Mr. Blackwell is going to die.
Wait a minute, are they
going
to tour as the Three Tops then?
I think they're all quite ill.
Oh, they are, okay. And Mr. Blackwell's gone?
Mr. Blackwell. So
you can
wear your crappy clothes that you're wearing right now the rest of the year.
All right, Randy, did we get that on tape? All right, we got it on tape. All right, we're going to play it in 6 months or a year from now and see how many Jerome Bernard got right. Jerome, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure as always, Tim.
And John and Jeff are coming up next. You're listening to Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 Free FM. Look at that. All right. Predictions were all correct. This is an amazing man sitting on my left. The only psychic that truly has psychic abilities. Everybody else is a fraud, in my opinion. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Ray, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Ray.
All right.
What's your birthday?
Hey.
My birthday, you said?
Yes. What's your birthday, Ray?
7/21.
All right, bad connection. Did you predict a bad connection with him?
I felt a bad connection. But
you did?
Was,
you didn't predict it,
it
though?
In the present. It wasn't the future.
Let's talk to Teddy here. Teddy, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, there's a great connection. Did you get it? Did you predict a great connection with Teddy?
I did.
You did, okay.
You're going to mock me all through the night, aren't you, Tim?
I love
can go to
connection.
Joan Van Ark's house.
I feel a love connection, actually.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, what do you got, Teddy? First of all, when's your birthday?
September 21.
Hey, happy birthday.
You're 90? Very artistic.
All right.
You're tasteful.
Is that right?
You're sort of a progressive kind of guy. Sometimes you get carried away by the latest fad.
Is that right, Teddy?
Yeah.
You can be a little materialistic, and you like sensationalism.
Huh.
What's going on?
All correct?
I don't know about the materialistic part, but yeah, I mean, sometimes I get that feeling that comes over me, but I usually try to push it off, you know?
Right. And you're an artist?
Yeah,
what do you do?
You name it. Like, I've painted, drawing, sculpture, art on the computer.
Wow. Are you a mime?
No.
All right, so what do you got? You got a question about your business, your love life, why you're still called Teddy with a Y at age 35? What do you got?
Should it be, Teddy with an I?
Well, I think after a while. How old are you, Teddy?
32.
I don't know when you drop. I mean, would it be odd if I introduced myself as Timmy?
What about Teddy Roosevelt?
Nah, please, get out of here. It's Ted. Ted. All right, Ted, what's the question?
I was just curious, like, what significant events he sees in my future.
Oh,
well,
right.
I can't say per se significant events. I'll tell you some things that I see. You can be a little bit taken in by get-rich schemes.
Does that happen to you?
No, not to this, not yet.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Be careful about that.
Well, you have a specific question, Teddy. I mean, the general stuff is not that entertaining.
How's your diet?
Man, actually, like recently I've really cleaned it up substantially. Like I'm nearly vegetarian.
That's what you should be. That's what you should be. That's good.
So you knew he was working on his diet.
Well, I knew that he should be a vegetarian. I wanted to check if he was headed that way.
Wow, look at that. All right. No more meat for you, dude.
It's good for you, though.
Yeah.
Do you do any exercise, like yoga or anything like that?
I exercise. Like, I was running for a while, but my knees have been bothering me. Mm-hmm. But now I just weight train.
Yoga is good for you, too. Tai Chi, that kind of thing.
Awesome.
All right. Any other question about business or love life or anything specific?
Like, what does my love life look like?
I think Proposition 8 really killed you.
you can let people dominate you a little bit in that field. You can sometimes be a little bit too submissive.
Is that correct?
And not get what you want.
So I should let myself be dominated a little bit? Or
no,
I should,
no, you let yourself.
You should be a little bit less submissive and a little bit more getting what you want out of things.
Dude, that is the truth, though. I do sort of yield a lot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to start pushing people around.
It's all the truth, baby.
Yeah. All right, Teddy, you're a major stud, man.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself.
He's a wonderful artist.
Yeah, he's saying, but you knew all that, man. I don't know how you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. He knew he's a vegetarian. He's an artist. That he gets pushed around his relationships.
Yeah.
Let's talk to us, Sonny, here. Sonny, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Should he also take the Y off?
Son.
Conway, I love your show.
Thank you, sir. You should keep the Y on your name. It'd be odd if you introduced yourself as Son.
Yeah, no. I'm going to keep it for sure.
All right. What do you got? What's your birthday?
February 26th.
February 26th, coming up. All right, here we go. What do you think?
Sometimes you take yourself a little too seriously. Let others take a little bit more responsibility. Sometimes you seem like you have to be the boss.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's, for the most part. It's better to use that to make other people participate rather than taking on, you know, the boss role all the time.
Hey, Sonny, what do you do for a living?
I'm a file clerk. I work at a hospital.
How's your allergies? Do you have any allergies?
No way. Well, I kind of just got over an allergic reaction to something, and my tonsils were like messed up. So.
So when he says you're allergic, you have any allergies? The answer is not known.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, I just got over it, so not right now as we speak. No, but I mean,
All right. But you just got over a major bout with allergies.
You know what you have a little bit of an allergy to, whether you know it or not, is butter, cream, that kind of a thing.
All right.
Yeah, be careful about that.
All right.
And don't be so reactive. Sometimes you can be a little bit quick to react, a little harsh.
You got a question, Sonny?
Maybe either something about my past or my financial future.
Nah, come on, dude. You got to be more specific. What do you want to know about? All right, we're going to put you on hold. You think about it. We'll come back to you. Luana in Laverne, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, I just wanted to hear what he had to say for me. My birthday is June 11th, 1971.
One of my best friends in the world also has the birthday of June 11th.
Wow.
So I know you have a lot of spark.
Big studs.
Something like that.
Yeah, I do.
You're a positive person. You're a very good worker. You're diligent. You can be a little bit stubborn. A little bit stubborn.
Why are you so stubborn?
Maybe life situations have made me that way.
But you are.
I like to think of it more as persistent.
Are you a little bit of a workaholic as well?
I am, yes.
What do you do?
You know what? You have to start thinking of things like luxurious getaways as part of what you need rather than some frivolous thing, because it is part of what you need.
Hey, what do you do, Luana?
I'm in healthcare, but I'm also a musician. I'm a singer. I've been trying to do more singing for the past, couple of years.
Well, whatever you put your mind to, that's what you're going to be successful at, because, like I say, you're a very positive, diligent worker at whatever you're doing.
What types of songs do you like?
I love jazz and blues.
You've heard of her as a kid, then.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, can you sing us something here?
Sure. I guess I could sing a little bit of Etta James.
All right, let's go.
At last.
For you are mine and yours. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I couldn't really hear it through the phone. All right, it does sound like you're pretty decent, though.
Thanks.
Take a vacation.
That's a huge compliment.
My next question, I was wondering if there was anything you sensed about my love life.
Well,
was it affected by Proposition 8?
No.
Sorry, Jerome.
I think you might be the opposite of the other fellow we spoke to, a little too aggressive. Sometimes that can turn people off. I see you having a wonderful relationship. Like I said, you have a sexual attractiveness about you.
Are you very sexual?
I am, yeah, I am.
But, you know, again, it's like the vacations. Don't make that work. You don't have to be in charge of that. You don't have to be the diligent worker at love. Let that happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jerome, I'll ask. How often do you have sex?
Now I just started a new relationship, so probably like 3 times a week.
Wow, that's pretty good. Knocking it out of the park.
Don't force anything.
No, I'm just letting it happen.
That's a girl. That's
there
what you do.
Go. All right, Luana, looks like you're on fire, man. You're only 31?
37.
Take a vacation.
Get that singing career going soon, you know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself, darling. There she goes. It's amazing how much Jerome Bernard knows about these people. He's never met any of these people.
But don't you, when you speak to the people, don't you feel like that's a really nice person? Right
yeah, there? I feel like she's a nice person. And I feel like, when you speak to some people, you can tell whether they're a-holes. But I can't tell anything about their past. I can't tell whether they're straight, they're gay. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Some of the calls because my hearing is so effed up after all these years of listening to loud music.
And your self-talk.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't tell sometimes whether it's a man or a woman calling us. I really can't sometimes. Hmm. Constantly doing that.
Like, well, don't have everybody take the Y's off their names and change them to I's. That makes it even more confusing.
And there's also some very, you know, sort of unisex names. Yeah. Or, right. You know, always I guess they call, I don't know.
Sunny.
Sunny is another one. Yeah. All right, Chris is another one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to John in Huntington Beach. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. What's going on with you, dude?
Well, you want the birth date?
Yes, 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 please.
Okay, I was born August 6th, 1960.
You are somebody who likes the unusual. You are an interesting person. You're original. And that's not many people that I can say that about. You can be a little antisocial, a little reckless.
Are you antisocial, dude?
Sometimes.
Yeah, a little reckless. But you are unique. You're somebody that when people meet you, they say, I've never met anyone like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's spot on.
That's pretty good, dude. Jesus Christ, man. I tell you, why don't you do this for a living? I mean, you could make a lot of money. You always tell me that you don't have any interest in it.
When people are paying for it, it's not the same. It's, you know, I'll do it for Joan Van Ark to take me out to dinner or something.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Johnny, what's your question, man?
Okay, I'm an in-home caretaker of both my folks, and when it's time for them to pass on, is my life ever going to get back to normal?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How old are they?
78 and 75.
Absolutely.
Are they both in bad shape?
Yeah. One has Alzheimer's, one has lung cancer.
Jesus
Christ. You know what? You're doing God's work, and that is only going to be good for you.
How long have you been taking care of them?
About 6 years.
You've been living there for 6 years?
Yep.
How much of your life is impeded by it? I mean, can you still have any sort of social life? Or?
Slightly. I can get out maybe like once a week on a night.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably worried about what's going on at the home.
Well, it's not that. It's just I have to dole out the medication, and I have to play policeman and plumber and everything. And
Jesus Christ.
I have to run everything. They can't drive.
They got any dough?
No. Not really.
Damn.
Well, I was going to say, they could hire somebody then.
Bottom line, Conway.
I was going to say, listen, if they could hire somebody and give you a break every once in a while, how old are you, dude? You 40?
48, yeah.
48.
What's your romantic past? Have you been married, or...?
Yes, I was divorced in 99.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally friendly with my ex-wife. My daughter, I brought her up since last year pretty much by myself. She couldn't kind of take it here anymore and moved in with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And like I said, people are kind of weird about how friendly we are. We actually get along better now than we did when we were married. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
You're a good person. You've got a good heart.
Well, of course he's taking care of his parents for
that's
6 years.
Saying.
I could have predicted
it all
that.
The same. And I'll tell you the truth. There's a lot of sexuality in your future. There's you are a
yes.
Like I said, you're an original, and that is attractive to all kinds of women.
So everything will be smooth sailing after.
Is it tough to get chicks back to the house with all the stuff going on there?
Yeah, you got to wait till about 4 in the morning.
And that's when the really nice girls come out.
But right. You can do it in front of either mom or dad who has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, dad, he don't care. He'll think it's, you know.
Yeah, just tell him you're seeing things.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Ain't happening.
Don't listen to anything that Tim is telling you. Stay what you're doing is just great.
John, that's amazing. I know you've called us before, dude, and I think that you've been calling us for like 4 or 5 years, and it always gets longer and longer. And I hope your life does get back to together. And because you're doing such a great job, we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to Hooters.
Ooh.
So take dad out there, you know?
Hey, here's another thing. I saw your fantastic website.
Right.
And I guess I'm out of a job because I used to do the caricatures for you guys.
You didn't like the new one up there, huh?
It was great.
All right. Hold on 1 second. By the way, the character that you did of me and Steckler is still on my wall. Give you an idea. All right, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you a gift certificate to Hooters. Get on out there.
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on 1 sec.
Another good guy.
Yeah. Log on to hootwink.com. That's HOOTWINC.com. Wink with a C.
That makes no sense at all.
Well, it's they probably couldn't get Hoot Wink with a K.
Because some owl people had it.
Yeah.
Owl eye doctor.
Yeah, maybe the owl eye doctor, the owl optometrist sure. had it, you know? Mm-hmm. So they got Hoot Wink with a C. HOOTWINC with a C .com. All right, we got another one of those. Give it later. All right, congratulations to Johnny. He's going to give himself a prize. Let's talk to, let's go to Kristen. You want to talk to Kristen here on line one? Kristen, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Now, you're born on July 1st?
I was.
Oh, boy.
Lots
what year?
Summer babies.
1975. Yeah, it's a summer water baby.
1975. You're still very young.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a Pilates instructor.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
I've never done 1 second of Pilates in my life.
A lot of men haven't.
Not a second.
Good for you guys.
I don't even know what it is.
You work your core. You strengthen your core. Work on your posture, tone your body.
I need that. Maybe I should do it.
Yeah, check it out.
That you do have a gift for physicality. You're kind of a very giving, determined person. You can be a little bit depressed sometimes, a little
mm-hmm.
not letting things go. When you
is that right?
When you got something to hold on to suffer about, you hold on.
Right
to
on. Like, right on, right on.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have like you're pissed at a guy that's something he did 10 years ago?
Well, it's not that. I just have a hard time letting go of things. I don't hold back. Kind of anger is a little different.
Right.
But you're a smart person, and you have something a little bit magical about yourself that I think you probably know.
Yeah, I guess. I that's a nice way to...
What is it?
I don't know. Yeah. Magical.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not. That was kind of my question.
Well, the thing about you is you either all the way in or all the way out.
Yeah, I've been all the way out for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, get back in.
I know.
How long have you been out of a relationship?
Really? 5 years.
Wow.
You know what? Yeah. The thing, that's, this will sound odd, but when you feel like you can stand alone, that's when you'll have another relationship.
Right.
Hey, so 5 years of teaching Pilates and no guys ever, obviously guys have hit on you, you've gone on dates.
Yeah, I've gone on dates and stuff. I just haven't had a serious relationship in 5 years.
What is it about? What was your last boyfriend? Were you married or a boyfriend?
Boyfriend. It was serious. I was about to move in with him. You know, I was heartbroken and it took me a long time to get over it. That's the whole letting go thing. And then I just transitional. I've just been all over the place.
What kind of guy are you looking for?
I'm charismatic, fun, laid back, athletic.
You can be a little bit opportunistic. And I think that might be something you might want to hold off till you get a little bit deeper in the relationship before you let that out. Because sometimes that frightens people.
Yeah, Chris, there's got to be something going on here because it sounds like you want a relationship. It's been 5 years since you've been in one.
And she's beautiful. She's a beautiful person.
Are you pretty hot?
I mean, I sure. It's hard to say that about yourself.
Well,
but
what celebrity do people think you look like?
I've gotten...
Ed the Talking Horse?
No, I've gotten like Marissa Tomei, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mm. Oscar nominee, Marissa Tomei. Take that to the bank.
Yeah. That's the most recent. So.
You know what? You might be a little bit too picky, too, because a phrase that you should take into your heart is there's always something bigger and there's always something smaller.
Yeah, something's going on with you. I don't know what it is. Have you ever killed anybody?
Killed anybody.
Have you ever been to a therapist?
I have been to a therapist, yeah. That's
not a bad route for you. It's good for you to have somebody to talk to that you don't have to boss around. Yeah.
Can you go daily?
Damn.
No.
All right, Kristen, you're the best, baby. You have great sense of humor.
Happen. It's going to happen.
Take care of yourself.
Boy, oh boy.
5 years out of a relationship.
Pilates teacher, Tim.
Hooked you up with Randy Wang, man. Older chick, an older woman like that?
Oh, I totally
She's looking for somebody in great shape like you.
Thanks a lot, Timmy.
There you go. All right, let's talk to... Oh, you know, let's go back to Sonny here. He's been on hold for a while. Sonny, you got a question for Jerome Bernard?
I think I finally got one. I want to say what to Randy, too. I'm a big fan of everyone there. So.
All right, what do you got? What's your question to Jerome?
Do I continue to pursue my musical passion?
No, I don't think you do.
Jerome, really? You don't think so?
I think you should. Because your career path is slow but steady wins the race.
There
keep
you go.
Keep at it. Don't let it. Don't drop it off. You have to keep at it, and something will come of it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, keep playing music, dude. All right,
and
your major stuff.
Much the butter and the cream and that kind of stuff.
All right, let's go to Adriana.
The thing I didn't like about Sonny.
What happened?
I said, you have some allergy problems. He said, no way! And then went on to say that he just had almost a hospitalization from an allergy. I'm like, well, hello? I didn't say tomorrow. I didn't say right this minute.
That's true. If you missed the first part of the show, and according to the ratings, very few people, you missed the first part.
But it doesn't seem like more people would be joining, according to the ratings.
People jump in and out.
Come in? Oh.
But if you missed the first part of the show, this guy was on hold, Sonny, and Jerome Bernard said, Sonny, you have had problems with allergies. And he says, no, I haven't. And Jerome Bernard, our psychic, says, yeah, I think you have. And Sonny said, no, well.
He said, no way.
I mean, I was in the hospital because I had allergies and my tonsils were swollen, but I don't have any allergy problems now. And this happened like a month ago.
We're teasing you, Sonny, of course.
All right, Jerome Bernard, the world's greatest psychic, is here.
Thank you, Timmy.
And he does not take any business. He does not write books. He doesn't go on TV shows. He's not one of these a-holes who's trying to capitalize on his unique skill and ability and sort of like a magical, I don't know what you call it.
My earring's starting to go, too, now.
Oh, because of me?
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm talking loud.
All right. But he does have the ability to see your past, your future, and he is the best. Adriana in Maywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm a little bit nervous.
All right,
nervous.
Well, please,
what's to be nervous
calm
about?
Down, baby. Let me just tell you that if you were at the Staples Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were at center ice of a Kings game, the Staples Center would be filled about 3.5 times. That's how many people are listening right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Maybe half or three quarters of the Coliseum, and you're in the end zone with a microphone, and they're all listening. So don't be nervous, and okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my birthday is 8/27/84.
Another summer baby.
Hey.
You are socially aware. You're very idealistic. You can be a little stress prone.
Yes.
You can get a little too strung out, over-involved in things. You're very easily able to influence people. Sometimes that comes off as pushy. That's what you do.
Did you say it comes off as bitchy?
Pushy.
Pushy. Oh,
pushy. She can be a little, she can seem pushy to people who expect females to be a certain way.
Right.
You need to take a little bit more care about your health.
Okay.
And watch out for depression. Don't fall into that trap.
Okay.
Part of your health is related to your spiritual life. And I think you have that going on, and you got to keep that going on.
Wow.
It takes the stress out.
Is that pretty correct?
It's pretty accurate, yes.
All right. You got a question?
Well, yeah, I'm about to graduate, and I'm pursuing my master's degree, mm-hmm. and I'm debating whether I should go to law school or get my master's in psychology. I don't know what to do right now.
Mm. Well, I think you'd make an excellent lawyer. I mean, it has to do with your ability to influence people and your argumentative nature. I think it's a natural fit for you.
Why are you choosing empty careerism?
I'm chasing the money, Tim, so.
Yeah, I don't know, Adriana. You should just be a great mother. Sounds like you'd be a great mother.
See, this is the kind of thing. This is so not for her.
Get in that kitchen, you know, whip up something for the mister when he gets home. And just enjoy the kids.
Another question, if you don't mind.
Can I ask you one question yourself? Do you have a tendency to sort of burst into an argument out of nowhere?
Sometimes my fiance would say that.
Be careful.
When are you getting married?
I'm going to get married. Well, that's another question. I'm moving out this year. I'm going to get married. I just want to know how that's going to go for me. A lot of things are happening this year, so.
How long have you been seeing this guy?
For 4 years already.
Have you ever been with anybody else?
No, actually, I haven't. I come from a very, very, I'm Mexican-American, so I come from a very, very strict family. So it was like my first everything, so that's the guy I stuck with.
So you've never been sexual with any other guy in the world?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
That's nice.
It's odd.
It is odd.
Rare.
It's kind of nice. Let me ask you, do you have the same values? That's the main thing.
Well, like I said, I come from a very, very old-fashioned
family. But I mean, you and your fiancé.
Is he Catholic?
we come from, we have the same views in pretty much a lot of things,
Mm-hmm. What's your view on abortion?
Hey, if that's what you want to do, do it. I have no reason to judge what you're doing or why you're doing it, so I have no...
If he's a stand-up guy, if he's a decent guy who treats you right, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Oh, thank you.
What's your position on this federal bailout?
Nobody's bailing me out. Shoot, why should we bail anybody else out? I have to pay everything that I take out. So no
bailout.
Don't forget what I said about being a lawyer. It's such a natural fit for you.
Oh, my God, and that's what everybody's been telling me. And
well,
I'm like,
why would they lie?
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. My fiance is going to love you because that's what he's pushing me to do as well. So.
Okay, thanks, Adriana.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Take care of yourself.
How cute was she?
She sounded like she'd be a good lawyer, you know?
She's got that in her. She's argumentative.
I may not call her if I was staring at the death penalty or the electric chair, but if somebody, for instance, like, broke into my backyard and threw my pool furniture in the pool, and I had it on videotape, and it was the neighbor, maybe I'll call her and say, hey, can you get a couple of bucks out of those kids?
She's going to be a good lawyer.
I think she could be good at that stuff.
She's young. She doesn't sound like a lawyer because she's young. But when she puts the glasses on and the suit, she's going to make them think.
Like if I went to El Torito in Valley Park and there was a scratch in the car when I came back, maybe I'll call and go, hey, see if you can get some money out of...
She's going to stop answering your call.
There's
not another pool furniture case.
But you know what? Nobody specializes in that.
You're right.
You know, maybe she could be the best pool furniture case lawyer.
Is your pool furniture stolen or knocked over? You have a right to have it set up again. Call Adriana. We'll listen to your long-winded story about your pool furniture.
I think it's a great idea. All right. Let's take a break here. Is that right? Okay. We'll come back with more of Jerome Bernard. He is with us, the world's greatest psychic. He does not do this for a living, so don't call up and ask what his website is, where his books are, or how you get a hold of him and have a private session, because he ain't going to happen. He's just a shut-in from Massachusetts.
Not a shut-in.
And he loves coming out here and being on the show. Is this the only show you do in L.A.?
It's the only show I do.
I see
some people out here, but this is the only show I do.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Jerome Bernard is with us, and we are live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And tomorrow, we're going backstage to the Grammys.
Ooh.
We'll be there Thursday and Friday. I'm sorry. Jerome Bernard is with us, world's greatest psychic.
Oh, no.
And who do you predict will interview celebrity-wise? We usually get D-list celebrities. Any predictions?
Gladiator.
A gladiator?
An American gladiator.
Interesting. Like maybe, who? Like Rain or
I
Thunder?
I think there'll be two of them together.
Steel?
I think Rain and Thunder and Steel will all be there.
All right. We'll be backstage at the Grammys, so it's always a great show. Tune in Thursday night and Friday night, and we will play it back on Thursday night and Friday night, but we'll be there in the afternoon tomorrow. It'll be a great, great time. And Gina was down there. Gina Grad was just down there for the big, pre-celebration.
It's
right?
An orientation.
How'd it go?
It was cool. A lot of people from all over the country. And I went down there and I tried to act all official. And they took one look at where I was from. They said, what the hell are you doing here?
Why'd they say that?
Because I think it's more for the out-of-town folk. But it was cool. It was cool.
People are excited to be down there, though, huh?
Yeah, very excited. Yeah? Very, very excited. All the rock stations and stations from all over the country flew in for this.
That's pretty cool. And there's usually a lot of cool people there from, like radio people and DJs and stuff like that.
It was a lot of personality in that ballroom, I'll tell you that
vibe.
Much.
Yeah. Hey, were those guys from Kenya there? Or
No, I was
Nigeria?
So bummed. I didn't see them. Hopefully they'll be there tomorrow. I look for them specifically. Yeah, we'll look for them.
All right, so tomorrow night and Friday night, backstage at the Grammys. And it should be a lot of fun. Will it be fun, Jerome?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. All right. All right. Jerome Bernard is the world's greatest psychic. He does not do this for a living. He has made enough dough. How did you make your dough, by the way? You're retired, right?
I'm retired. I worked for the post office for many years. And then I had a small shop.
Could you predict what was in the envelopes that you were delivering?
I was working too hard to even bother. If sometimes I would feel change in the envelope, and I would think, that was a mistake.
All right, Jerome Bernard, the world's greatest psychic. And again, don't ask for his website, don't ask for books he's written, or to have a private one-on-one with him. He doesn't do that. That's why I know he's authentic. And everybody that's called so far today, it's only about 40 minutes into the show, 45 minutes in the show, every single person is in awe how correct this man is. And he only stops by once every year or every 6 months.
Every 6 months, yeah.
And, man, we love seeing you come through those doors, that big white fur coat on, that fur hat.
I have no fur on me at all.
And those big red, like, Santa Claus boots. You are something else, man. All right, let's talk to John in Los Angeles. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Doing good, Timmy.
When's your birthday, dude?
July 7th.
July 7th?
Uh-huh.
All right, July 7th.
No, July 10th, I'm sorry.
All right, let me start
sometimes
over with you,
sometimes you can
okay?
be confused Jeez about your birthday. Christ.
All right, hold on one second. Let me talk to this guy off the air for one second. Hey, John? Yeah, it's Conway. Yeah, when is your birthday? It is the 10th? Okay. All right, so when we ask when it is, remember it's the 10th. All right, put you back on hold. Okay. All right. All right, cleared that up for him. John in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
All right, when's your birthday?
I'm going to predict his birthday is July 10th.
Is your birthday July 10th?
Got it.
All right.
Sometimes you need to be a little bit more active.
Is that right?
I'm serious. You can be a little bit too patient and observant, and you put things off. You sort of isolate yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to seize opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you work out, Johnny?
I was actually in the process of doing. Actually, lately I've been working out a little bit. You know, just getting started again.
But how long has it been since you regularly worked out?
Let me say something though. You're not the kind of person that should work out vigorously. Swimming, walking, that's for you.
Yeah.
Has it been years?
No, maybe like right after high school I started.
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
21. All right. Baby. Well, I think Jerome was right.
Let me ask you something about your childhood. Are your parents dominating?
No, not really. No. Hmm. They're actually very the other way. Not a lot of discipline in the family.
Are they married?
Yeah.
And do you get along with both of them?
Yeah, fairly good. Yeah.
All right. See, I got have a theory here, and Jerome, before we talk to John here, maybe you can tell me if my theory is right or wrong. Because you know some people in who do stand up comedy or in the comedy world. I imagine you have clients or people like that. Yeah. I have a theory that if you have there's three people on this planet when it comes to humor: no sense of humor, decent sense of humor, great sense of humor. All right.
The scale of comedy.
The no sense of humor is the guy or the woman who get along with both of his parents. Loves mom, loves dad, dad, mom, loves the kid, no problems. Mm-hmm. The decent sense of humor is you love dad, mom's a little crazy. Or you love mom, dad's crazy. The great sense of humor is you hate both of them.
They both hate you. It works for irony, sarcasm, that kind of thing.
All right. John, back to you, buddy. Yeah, you're on the air.
What do you want to know, John?
I don't know. I'm at a weird crossroads right now in my life. There was an event that happened.
What happened?
In my love life, but not really.
What happened in your love life?
So there was this girl, and I kind of ruined it.
How'd you ruin it?
I got drunk, and I punched her boyfriend in the face. And, I kind of ruined it.
When your girlfriend has a boyfriend, that's a bad sight even to start, even before you punch him in the face.
I was drunk and,
Wait a minute. But it wasn't your girlfriend. It was his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a long story, but it was his wife. I didn't really know they were together because they don't show a lot of affection. So it was kind of weird to know if they were together.
Did you knock him out?
No.
Did you do any time?
No, I just walked off, and I apologized after everything was cool, I guess.
All right. So what's your question?
I don't know. Well, right now I'm unemployed, and I don't know. I have an idea what I want to do and what I'm good at. But
you have no idea. Or you do.
No, I do have an idea.
What is it?
What is it?
I'm driving a freight.
Oh, I see. So you're good at driving a truck.
You know what?
Yeah.
It suits your personality because you're kind of a loner.
Is that yeah. true?
Yeah, a lone wolf, I guess.
A little bit.
I have friends, but, you know, not really.
You know what? It's sometimes you don't communicate. That's the problem. It's not that you don't have any reason to not have friends. I mean, you're a perfectly wonderful person, but you can isolate yourself.
I do.
You can be a little bit shy about expressing yourself. That's why punching your boyfriend in the face really surprises me about you, because it doesn't seem like your kind of move.
Yeah, and I'm very, I don't know. It just happened.
You're shy. You've got to just let it out. I mean, there's talking to you on the phone, there's nothing that seems weird about you at all, but I think you're a little bit shy about yourself in real life.
Yeah, I guess I just hold a lot of things in, anger.
Don't.
All right, so your question is, should you go into the trucking business?
Yeah.
You know what?
There's a lot of money in it.
You know, it's a good fit, I'll say that. I'm not sure that it's going to help you become less isolated, but because you are isolated, it works for you.
But what's your goal in life, I mean, monetarily wise?
I don't really need much to live. A house, a good car, traffic car, nothing much.
You need a traffic car?
I want you to want more. That's part of it. It's like you're willing to let yourself just have sort of a modest kind of a life, and
you have to be more
active, less passive. But you'll be a happy trucker. I'll tell you that. You'll enjoy being alone on the road.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bubba.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're the best, John. Man. That is now, the king of vague.
That's a person who's just. I mean, the fact that he punched somebody in the nose just blows my mind.
Yeah, he punched somebody right in the face.
And it's another his alleged girlfriend's boyfriend. I mean, it just seems murky.
Yeah, it does seem rather odd. But so you think the guy's going to be decent with trucking?
He's going to be fantastic because he's a very isolated person.
Okay.
He likes being alone.
All right, Jerome Bernard is with us, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is about 10 minutes to 9 o'clock here. It's a live show we're doing the night before the big Grammys broadcast, Thursday and Friday. So, Jerome Bernard, the world's greatest psychic, is sitting on my left. And you get a real sort of strange vibe in here when Jerome is with us, because he certainly can predict the future better than anybody. This is one of the problems of doing evening radio is the cleaning crew comes in between 8 and 9 and we got to let them clean. Go ahead. Hey, you mind your way? Yeah, go ahead.
No problem.
Yeah. Rarely in the Corolla show, but we're on in the evening. That's when they clean, you know?
I have little confidence in that vacuum. It almost seems like a prop vacuum. I bet if I threw something on the floor, that vacuum would not pick it up.
Jesus Christ. Swung around and hit me right in the hip.
Eartha Kitt died.
Heard that.
Tim does not know who Van Johnson is.
Yep.
Probably a guest on the Carol Burnett Show hundreds of times.
Gracias. All right. And there he goes. Hey, listen, I'm not going to stop him from, cleaning the studio. Corolla likes a clean studio.
Does that vacuum look like it's just doing anything?
No, it looks like an old prop vacuum.
It's old school. Yeah. That's an old school vacuum.
It's not the newer ones where you can see the crap floating around.
Don't you love that? Don't you love that?
Gracias, senor. Okay. All right, let's talk to Edna here in Lakeview Terrace. Edna, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
All right, baby.
Hi there.
Hi.
When's your birthday?
August 12th, 1970.
Oh, that's my grandfather's birthday.
A lot of summer, oh. summer.
He's a very beautiful person born on that day. All right, and Edna, what do you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm unemployed, but my husband and I, we've been trying to open up a small restaurant in L.A.
A small restaurant? And,
yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it hasn't been easy with building and safety and crime tech, so I just wanted to ask Jerome if he sees anything happening with that.
What kind of a restaurant is it?
Let me guess.
Uh-huh.
It is going to be Cuban or Mexican.
Well, actually, I'm from Belize, so Belizean food.
Oh, Belizean
Belize.
Food.
Yeah.
You know what? That's good to hear, because the success of the restaurant totally is based on the family background and the traditions that you're putting out there.
Where's Belize?
In Central America.
Ah, I bet you got some great recipes.
Yes, it used to be known as British Honduras.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, British Honduras.
Correct.
Yeah, I know where Honduras is. All right, so...
do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have three.
I want to tell you one thing.
Okay.
You can be a little bit domineering with them. Just make sure that you're doing as much positive reinforcement as negative correction.
Okay. I get that from them a lot.
Do you yell at them?
I do.
It's not so much the yelling. It's not abuse. It's more positive reinforcement. You can crush their spirits a little bit.
Do you hit them at all?
No, I don't.
Can you give us an example of yelling at one?
Well, my oldest, she's like, I call her the drama queen.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much the one I usually yell at.
Do you yell at
them
in English and Spanish, or just English?
No, just English.
Let me give you a trick, Edna.
Edna,
let me give you something to do. When you hear yourself saying something negative,
uh-huh.
force yourself to say something positive right that minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because what children remember is a negative, and you can wash it away with something positive. And just the way you're talking about this drama queen, we know you love her, and she's fantastic. So make sure that you're letting her know that as much as you're letting her know that she needs something's corrected.
Right. If that doesn't work, then kick her out of the house. Never. Hey,
yeah,
Edna, give us an example of you yelling at her. Blast away.
Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, my gosh. I don't know. Like, if she takes forever in the bathroom.
Okay, all right.
And the other ones want to go in the bathroom, like, would bang on the door and tell Mandy, get out of the bathroom. Or
that's it?
Whatever. She takes forever. Like, we would be in the vehicle in the morning.
I understand the problems, but give us an example of how loud you yell at your daughter.
Holy crap.
I think Mandy
loud.
Get out of the bathroom was pretty
loud. Come on, Edna, give us an example then. Let's go.
Amanda, get out of the bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
Very creative in it, too, huh?
After you tell her that she's spoiled for taking too much time in the bathroom, tell her how pretty she looks as a result.
Do you use the F word when you yell at her?
No. Or maybe not the F word, but
the C
pretty
word?
Close, something close to, no.
When you disapprove of people, they feel it.
I know. I get that a lot, that I can be really, really
great.
Aggressive.
Well, all right, so you're unemployed, you got three kids, you're going to open a restaurant. What's your question for Jerome?
Well, I wanted to know if Jerome is, you know, if anything is going to happen with the restaurant.
Like
are we going to eventually open, or?
Make it the most Belizean restaurant you can dream of, because that's the success of it. It's what's going to succeed is you following traditions, maybe
right, exactly.
Family style restaurant, and using your background as the basis of the restaurant's whole being.
And now, are you doing business with the city?
What do you mean?
Have you gotten that far where you need permits and everything?
Oh, I got my permits and everything.
Good
it's
for
just,
you.
Building and safety.
Right, they're a pain in the ass to deal with.
They are. They don't make it easy.
No, they don't. Why would they make it easy? Because all you're going to do is employ people and, you know, and be a staple of the community. Why wouldn't they make it as hard as they can for you?
We did a lot of upgrade, and they have problems with the upgrade. So
right.
If I knew that it was going to be this much of a hassle, I would have
You would never have done it. Hey, Edna,
right.
are you dealing with the city of Los Angeles or the county?
the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Take all of those permits you have, take them to City Hall and say, shove them up your tuchus. I'm not doing business in Los Angeles because you're not a business-friendly community.
Well, actually, the first my first choice was Inglewood, and that
yes.
was, holy.
Oh, even worse than L.A., huh?
That was too much. So we left Inglewood, and then we came to L.A.
All right. And, Nicole, it's when the restaurant's open.
And let me just tell you this. It's going to be a hassle, but relax and have fun and laugh while you're doing it.
Okay.
Good luck, baby.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes. Sounds like she's probably a decent
bossy
cook,
mama.
Huh? She is a boss. I love the diversity of people listening to the station, man. Everybody from, millionaires to chicks that have three kids, unemployed, opening up a restaurant.
Which one was the millionaire?
That guy called us a couple weeks ago, had some dough. But there really is a diverse audience in Los Angeles listening to the station. I always find it interesting. All right, let's talk to Kathy in Redondo Beach. Kathy, on line 8, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
All right,
hi, Kathy.
Baby.
When's your birthday, dear?
I have a question. My husband and I, we own a business in Redondo Beach.
When's your birthday, sweetie?
My birthday, February 2nd, 1973.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, sir, happy birthday.
And so you have a problem with your husband?
No, my husband's great. I couldn't ask for better. The question is, in regards to our finances, what's going to happen to our finances, such as our business and things like that?
What's your business?
It's been really tough. I live Romantics in Redondo Beach.
And what do you do?
I manage the store.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, you got to slow down.
What kind of a store is it?
A second, because I can't understand what you're saying. What type of store is it?
I Love Romantics.
I Love Romantics?
Yes.
And what do you sell, like vibrators and stuff?
We have that, too, at the gift shop, and we sell that also. We also have club wear, lingerie, costume, hosiery.
That's not bad.
Any fur hats?
Hey, now, if somebody comes in and buys a vibrator, do you fire it up to make sure it works before it leaves the store?
Yeah.
Because the return policy on vibrators is not so quick and easy, huh?
No, it's not. That's how can we want to make sure that we provide the customer with the ideal product that they want before they leave the door.
Right. How are you with customers? Do you find customers irritate you a bit?
Oh, no, everyone's pretty friendly. It just takes a little time for them to open up, and once they do, we're able to help them properly.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the most popular sex toy that you sell?
I probably would say it would have to be the curved G-spot tip vibe.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah. Jerome brought one to the station tonight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the curved G-spot vibrator?
Yes.
And that's called the next husband, huh?
Exactly, yes.
I mean, if you have that, you really don't need to be married or have a guy in your life.
Well, actually, this husband's the best. He does everything more than a vibrator.
Wow. All right. Whose idea was it to open up the store?
It was ours. I always had a passion for it because I manage a couple of other adult stores.
Right.
Well, you're a very dynamic person. You can see your success in retail. You can be a little bit of a hypochondriac sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I would be too if people are returning, vibrators and butt plugs.
Don't get frustrated with the business because it's a success.
Do you sit in a barrel of Purell at the counter?
No.
And what kind of customers you get? You getting high end customers?
A mixture of everything. We get couples. We get single ladies, single men.
Is it a 24-hour place?
Oh no, we're only open till 9:00.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And do you have kids?
No kids.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Jerome? Is this business going to take off?
I think the business is good. I think it's a success. I think the only problem is you have negative thoughts about it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. We were actually considering selling the store.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's something you love to do, and I think you're dynamic and sophisticated, and you're doing it in a classy way, and I think it's as successful as you'll let your mind let it be. I mean, start thinking about it as a success rather than a failure.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I've been looking all over Los Angeles for these, and I can't find them. Do you guys carry the 4X condoms?
No, we only carry it up to the 2X.
God damn. All right, Kathy. Thank you for calling, Glad Bags, Tim.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks,
Tim. All right, there she goes, man.
Sometimes what's in people's minds is rules what happens.
I know, but nobody's got them. I always have to buy them on the internet.
I'm not talking about your condoms.
All right. Jerome Bernard is here, the world's greatest psychic, and we rarely do this, but can you stay for a little while?
I can stay a little while.
All right. Jerome Bernard is going to stay with us. And we'll hold you over here and take some more phone calls because everybody wants to talk to you. You're the world's greatest psychic, and I don't mean.
And we don't want to leave it on the G spot to stimulate.
That's exactly right.
I've been upset my ride home.
I've been talking to clowns like you my whole life, and nobody is as honest and as on the nail as you are. And you don't charge for it. I think that even makes you a bigger draw. You have no website. You have no books you've written. You only do private consultations.
Now you make me sound stupid.
No, you're not. You're the best psychic ever. And I tell you, he only comes in once or twice a year, and this is a real treat for Los Angeles. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show on the eve of backstage at the Grammys. Jerome Bernard's with us, the world's greatest psychic, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.